Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. The last few people I've interviewed were new acquaintances, so I was happy to get to know them and introduce them to you. But today, I am excited because Chantal has been a friend for years, and I've been so excited to watch her progress and the things that she's created in her own life. Not only is she a fantastic mother, but she is a true female entrepreneur, and she possesses things that I want all other women entrepreneurs, and that's the go-getter attitude. So Chantal Schultz, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Sharon.
So let's start. I mean, you started out as a chartered accountant, CPA now in Canada, and we actually met when I'd done a course, and you reached out and says, well, you know, maybe I can help you in talking about how these things impact in Canada. And so, again, that attitude of reaching out and asking, right?
Yes.
It's my why not attitude. Why not ask, right? And so that was incredible to work with you there and then to get to know you much better. And then as we've continued working on a little bit of mentoring on the side, but you really, you know, took the bull by the horn and said you wanted to participate with Think and Grow Rich for Women. And so you went through the whole process with us, and now you're a licensed Think and Grow Rich Woman facilitator, licensee, having events and helping other women, all while owning multiple businesses and and growing them to seven figures. And so I want you to share a little bit about the Chantal I haven't just described, right? And then also, I'm very proud of you because this year you were appointed to a public company as a CFO, mCloud, I think it's called. And I want you to just share a little bit, fill in the blanks for us a little bit.
Oh boy. Well, I have a degree in entrepreneurial management, and which is kind of an odd thing. And it happened in a very entrepreneurial way because the university was brand new. And 98 of us decided we would sign up and spend a lot of money to get a degree from a university that had no history whatsoever. And I remember in our first week of school, and you know, this was 1996, so being an entrepreneur back then wasn't a hip, trendy thing. It was a what? Like, what are you doing? And I remember us having this debate in the first week of school, like, are entrepreneurs, are they made or are they born? And I think it's a bit of both, but I can definitely say for me, I was just born this way. Like from the time that I understood that, you know, you're only ever going to get what you go out and like hunt for. And if you want something bad enough, you need to make it happen for yourself. I've just always been that way. So I didn't plan on becoming an accountant. It sort of happened by chance. And I don't want to make light of it because obviously I worked very hard, but it definitely wasn't something I planned to do. And I think I've just sort of taken that structure of what I learned becoming an accountant, much like you, Sharon. I'm a very quick start kind of person and I like to run with new ideas, but I've taken that structure and applied it across that different part of my personality that's very sort of risk-taking, and you know, I like excitement, and you know, I've just applied it in all areas of my life, not just in work, but also in being a mom. We were talking earlier just now about some of the choices I've let my kids make. That's kind of, I live up here in Vancouver, British Columbia, and was born in Ontario. So that's kind of the fill in the blank part there.
Well, I love it because, you know, you think about, there aren't too many people that are similar enough to me that we could really say that, but you and I really are, because we have those two brains fighting, the accountant, which is our trained brain with the accounting degree that's risk averse, versus our natural, innovative, quick start that wants to go out there and blaze new trails. And so we're constantly having, I used to think I was schizophrenic. But we actually found the Colby test. It helped me understand myself. And that's where the term quick start, you and I have both used, came from. So K-L-B-E, if you want to take that. But but the accounting side and the experience there gives us great training to understand that numbers tell a story, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But what I love about it, because we've had the opportunity to be up there and visit the salon that you helped grow to a large business. And, you know, what I love about it is that you are also always committed to the team. And so as young as you are, you've done a lot of different things, multitasking. And so one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is, you know, we have a lot of women that are watching this, and so many women have that lack of self-confidence, that lack of taking that next step, that fear of stepping outside their comfort zones. Mm-hmm. And you've been there, done that many times. And so I want you to share a little bit about your experience so that they can feel more empowered to do the same thing.
So I definitely think that is an area that a lot of women, especially the ones that I've worked with or I speak with, that it kind of does stop them up, you know? They have this notion that everything has to be perfect before they can move forward. And I definitely suffered from that at one point in my training as a chartered accountant. I failed an exam because of perfection. And it was a very hard lesson to learn. And I'll be honest, I almost didn't continue on with the CA training program because of it. And I met a mentor about 10 years ago. He actually spoke at the Think and Grow Rich for Women event that we had in Langley almost 2 years ago now. Hard to think about that that way. But he brought up this notion of perfection. And the P in perfection stands for the word poison. And the way that he described it to me was, you know, trying to be perfect and trying to reach for perfection, strive for perfection, is like trying to swim out to the sunset or trying to get in a speedboat and chase the sunset. That is a moving target, and you're never, ever, ever going to get to that, to the sunset, no matter how fast you swim, no matter how many horsepower are in a boat that you might be driving. You can't ever get there. It's constantly moving. But what he pointed out was that in a very excellent way, you could get to a lighthouse or you could get to the next island out, you know? So I think for me, that was a really profound learning experience. And as I ventured into becoming an entrepreneur, opening my own business, it was really just this notion of, okay, don't wait for it to be perfect. Just wait for it to be excellent. And always know that you don't know what's around the corner, and that's okay. And then surround yourself, which is how I ended up meeting you, Sharon. Surround yourself with people that may have already been there or have different ideas, you know, mentors, guides, people that are maybe in the same place as you and maybe can offer a different perspective. So I think, you know, being able to let go of this notion of perfection, and then also knowing that who you surround yourself, and that's a principle from Napoleon Hill, but who you surround yourself really makes a difference in terms of where you're going and how you're going to get there. And I don't want to say how quickly you're going to get there, because I always feel like we're exactly where we need to be when we need to be there. And sometimes it may feel like it's going a little bit too slow, but I think when you reflect back, you realize the timing was perfect.
Well, I love that. You know, the power of association, we all talk about so much in Napoleon Hill, and certainly, you know, we talk about it in particular for women, because we tend to try and do things on our own. And then when you reach out and find those people that can help you and open doors for you is very important. So you mentioned a mentor. Talk about the importance of mentorship in your life.
Yeah, I mean, right from the time that I was a young girl, I mean, I really wanted to play the piano when I was 9 years old. And my parents went out and bought this like 80-year-old piano. And I just so happened to move next door to a woman in Kingston, Ontario, where I was growing up at the time, that was, you know, the coveted piano teacher in the town. And, you know, she took me under her wing. And from a very young age, I always seemed to have this advantage, I feel like, because I was an engaged learner, that these people around me just kind of wanted to take me under their wing and sort of like help boost me up. And so, you know, that first started with that very first piano teacher I had that took me on, despite the fact that she didn't take on piano students. And it continued throughout my life. And I don't know if it's, you know, I don't like to think of it as I seem like this sort of like needy person that needed all this help, but definitely having formal and informal mentors, I'm going to say is what really sort of helped me get that edge. And as I became, you know, after university and looking back and reflecting on the different things that I attributed to my success, I realized that having these mentors that believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself, and encouraged me and helped me see through doors that I didn't see open, you know, then it became, okay, I need to make sure I make this part of my framework moving forward. And so that's when this whole online coaching world started, and I, you know, kind of got involved with things on Facebook and different programs. And that's how I met you, like I said previously. And now I just make having mentors, paid and unpaid mentors, sort of part of my everyday existence, because those are the people that, you know, they hold you to what you say you're going to do, but they also, they're also a soft landing place when things aren't going super great, because that's the reality of life.
I love that, soft landing place. And I think you use a term in the middle of what you were saying about engaged learners. You know, and that, I think that's so important, because typically the engaged learners are the ones that are going to seek mentorship, because they're, you know, striving to do better, to do more, to do better, and to reach more people. So, yeah. I think one of the things that I'm most impressed with you, Chantal, is I'm not going to say you're fearless, but you're willing to step out of the comfort zone and do something different. And I think your results have proven that, because you've been so successful in so many different arenas. And now being asked, you're joining a public company as a senior executive, which is, you know, such an incredible testament to what you've accomplished in your life. But talk a little bit about that. You know, where did that come from? Where did you get that courage to be willing to step outside your comfort zone?
Wow. You know, people ask me that all the time, and it kind of goes back to my opening statement about, you know, are entrepreneurs born, or can they be developed over time? And, you know, even when I was a 9-year-old girl, obviously I'm a girl, but when I was a 9-year-old young lady, I wanted to play baseball. And I don't know, I saw it on TV and I wanted to play baseball, and it was an all boys league. And it didn't dawn on me, Sharon, that being a girl, I wasn't supposed to be in an all boys baseball league. And my parents never said a thing. They didn't say, oh, no, you have to play softball because the girls play softball. No, I played little league baseball. And I think, so, you know, that my parents having that sort of, they didn't try to box me into the role of, girls play softball, boys play baseball, or, you know, girls don't climb trees, or whatever the case may be. Like, they just allowed me to naturally be who I was. So I think I've sort of, as I've gone through my life, it's never dawned on me that I wasn't supposed to do a certain thing or be a certain way. It's just always been, okay, what do I want to do? And what do I want to be? And just kind of go do it. And I know that sounds very simplistic, and I certainly don't want to make it sound like I'm not giving credit to some of the challenges that women do face every single day. But it was all, I hate to use this word, but it's almost like I had an ignorance to the fact that maybe I wasn't supposed to be able to do something.
No, I agree. I mean, certainly I'm several, you know, full generation and a half or two older than you, but I had the same experience of having parents who basically said you could do anything you wanted to. And I was often the only girl in any class. And, you know, it just, it didn't dawn on me that I wasn't supposed to be there.
Right.
So when you get that kind of belief from an early age that you can do anything, it kind of helps you You don't have the fear because you haven't ever been told it's not something you should do. So,
yeah. And don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't have fears or I don't have self-doubts, but the idea that either I don't belong or that I'm not going to eventually succeed, I've failed. I've definitely had instances in my life where I have failed, and I shared, you know, a very minor one earlier in our conversation here about some of my exams I was writing. At the end of the day, though, I think I just had this innate belief in myself, and I had mentors around me, going back to that. Mm-hmm. I remember at that point in time, it was my aunt, and I remember her saying to me, okay, listen, I know you don't like the rules for getting into the club, the rules being having to pass the exam, but just follow the rules, get in the club, and then you can do it your way. And that advice has really stuck true with me, because I definitely am doing a CPA my way. Of course, now I am the chief financial officer of a publicly traded company here in Canada. And so there are certain rules I now have to follow in that role that I don't necessarily like. I don't necessarily enjoy doing them. And on the other flip side of that coin is I get to work with really super exciting entrepreneurial people, and the company is doing really super exciting things. And it didn't dawn on me that maybe I shouldn't actually be doing this because I haven't done it for a few years. You know, like when they called me up and asked me, it was just sort of like, oh yeah, okay, great. Hadn't planned on doing that. It wasn't part of what I had on my agenda, but sure, that sounds like a really amazing opportunity.
You were open to the possibilities.
I was open to the possibilities, yes. Yes. So, and again, I don't want to make it sound like simplistic, or I don't want to make anyone else feel that something's wrong with them because maybe they don't quite think this way. It truly is a mindset thing, and it is a choice. And there are days I wake up and I don't feel that way. But then you just remind yourself of where you've been and what you've done, or you reach out to a mentor or a friend and you just keep moving forward.
So share with our audience your passion and why you wanted to be involved with Think and Grow Rich for Women, and the messaging there that you want to share.
Everything I just said right now. I remember, you know, when I first met you and being in that room for 3 days, and all the women that had been brought together as a result of the different relationships that had been formed prior to that weekend. And I just remember, you know, there was a conversation happening at the time around, and I think you were guiding the conversation, Sharon, about how there needs to be more women sitting around boardroom tables. Mm-hmm. And I am not a nervous public speaker. I mean, I could get up in a room of 5,000 or 500,000. I've never done that, one day maybe. But I mean, I would be excited, nervous, but not nervous. And I remember thinking, I have to stand up and say what I need to say. And I was like shaking. And I literally stood up in that room and said, you know, it's not the men that are stopping us from sitting around these tables. It's the other women with all the judgment. And I know I didn't get a standing ovation in that moment. It felt like I did. And for the next 2.5 days, I had so many women coming up to me and saying, thank you for saying that. And so it just, I think I'm answering your question. I might've got off track here, but that's why I wanted to be involved, because I finally felt like I had met my tribe, like my people that understood, and they were all doing many different things, but they were all with the same values, you know, and me being a woman that sits up and says, I can do anything I want, and I'm going to be a girl and play on an all-boys baseball team, that didn't scare any of those women, you know, and as afraid as I was to, like, stand up and make that statement, it was like I got everyone in the room thanked me for making it. So it just... And then I think that's when I approached you and I'm like, hey, we need this in Canada, and maybe I can help you, like, with some of these materials because it's a little bit different. And you were like, sure. So it's just that openness and the fact that there are these lessons that are, you know, almost 100 years old now that are still so valid and so relevant today. And everyone is living them. They're not just like writing about them or posting about them, they're actually living them. Does that
somebody wanted to learn more about Chantal, how could they find you?
Oh my goodness, I feel like I'm a hermit these days. I have this thing called a J-O-B now that just has So I haven't been very active on social media. I do have a website. It's a little bit out of date and we are going to be like updating it shortly. But yeah, maybe just finding me on Facebook or Instagram in your group. I think whoever is listening to this that's not part of our private Facebook group that they can join, they could definitely find me in there. And I do have a website, which is my first and last name. .com. So Chantal, T-A-L, Schutz, S-C-H-U-T-Z.com. Or LinkedIn. LinkedIn's always a great way to get a hold of me as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm going to ask you to hang out there because we're going to do another recording. So if all of you please rewind and listen, take notes from Chantal. And then if you're not part of the private Facebook group, Play Big Move with Sharon Lecter, please join us because she's going to hang in and do another shorter video for that. So we go back into a little bit more personal side of how to juggle life and children and multiple businesses, as well as the habits that she may have just to create the success. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think both Chantal and I would say, based on the success we've each experienced, you can too. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of incorporating and taking that action and knowing that anything is possible. And we both have the advantage, I think, of having parents who did not indicate there were any limits. And so if you have daughters, you know, pay attention. You make sure they know they can do anything they want. So
and sons, because I feel like our sons are now becoming an underserved community.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Sons too.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being with us today, Chantal. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And hang out there for a couple of moments and we'll start the new recording. But the rest of you, thank you so much for listening to this segment with Chantal Schutz. And we're excited that she's going to hang in there for the Play Big Movement. And so please join our private Facebook group to hear more. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.